Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Radio Show.
Ooh, you're my best friend.
Cheerio. It's time for another edition of Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week from London, Queen, Part 2.
Disease.
For those of you who are unaware, I am Mr. Zero, and this is the Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. This week, Queen, Part 2. You just heard A Night at the Opera, the number 4 album on the Billboard charts, which sold 3 million copies released in November of 1975. We opened up with Death on Two Legs, dedicated to their first manager, and followed by one of my all-time favorite songs of all time, I'm in Love with My Car, sung by Roger Taylor. Queen released over 20 albums and over 50 singles. The band consisted of Brian May on guitar and vocals, Roger Taylor on drums and vocals, Freddie Mercury on vocals and piano. Most people do not realize Freddie was Persian-Iranian. Yes, he was the first Asian multi-mega rock star. And John Deacon on bass. I myself own a Brian May DC amplifier made by Vox, released in 2010. It's a replica of the amplifier that John Deacon made for Brian May, and they used on all of the Queen records. Thanks to Karen, she sold me that. This show is dedicated to my longtime drummer guitar player friend, Pat Cunningham in Sioux City, Iowa. My friend Pat made acquaintances with Brian May, and when the Red Special was mass-produced, Brian sent him one himself. Most people do not realize Brian May used a sixpence British coin, which is kind of like a U.S. dime, instead of a guitar pick. That's where part of his sound came from. Queen was quite proud of the fact they did not use synthesizers on their first, I don't know, 8-9 albums. We were just discussing the album titles. They came from Groucho Marx films. Night at the Opera was from 1935. A Day at the Races was from 1937. Groucho wrote them and said, "You are more than welcome to use another film title for your next album." He offered the 1933 film Duck Soup. They passed. Coming up now from A Day at the Races, number 5 on the Billboard charts. From December of 1976, it sold over 1 million copies. Now, White Man, followed by Long Away.
Yeah. let the new child play. Mario's always perilous on a chase.
Michelle wanted to hear something mellow, so we played Long Away, sung by Brian May. Many years ago, I had a girlfriend named, let's call her Jolene, who actually saw Queen live in Detroit, Michigan at Cobo Hall on the 9th of November, 1978. And during the second to the last song, We Are the Champions, Freddie had a bouquet of flowers on his piano while he was playing. And she ascertained that he was going to toss those into the crowd. So she jumped from the first balcony onto the floor, raced up to the stage with security chasing her all the way. Freddie threw out the bouquet of white roses and she caught one. That rose was in my office for a while and I have a picture of it somewhere on Facebook. My friend Aaron also got to see Queen on the 16th of September 1980 at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. He said they were great, and he was blown away. I myself have never had the chance to see Queen or any of its solo members. I don't know about you folks, but I've been seeing the trailer for the new film Bohemian Rhapsody, which is coming out on the 24th of November of 2018, the anniversary of Freddie's death. That trailer looks really good and really accurate. Those actors they've got for the band are dead ringers. Coming up now, the number 3 album on the Billboard charts, News of the World, which sold 4 million copies, released in October of 1977. Roger Taylor sings Fight from the Inside, followed by Get Down, Make Love.
Bye. you say you hungry, I give you meat. I suck your mind, you blow my head. Make love inside your bed. Everybody get down, make love. Get down, make love.
This show is recorded at Wishing Stars Studios in St. Paul. Sponsored by Jambox Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It is a railroad train for your cell phone, folks, with a Mr. Zero's box car. Because it's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's 55113 in Roseville, where you can buy records like you're listening to now. Also CDs and toys, Nintendo video games and movies too. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville for the last 20 years. If you'd like to hear back episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show, go to MrZeros.com, hit the podcast key, and there are over 50 episodes for you to choose from. If you'd like to learn more about Queen, check out my article on RosevillePatch.com. Taking you out from the album Jazz from November of 1978, Bunnett.
Everybody in the morning should do a good time. All right.
Everybody in the nighttime should have a good time all night. Now we got a movement. Don't shut it. Fun it.
This has been the Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. Tune in next week for the Rock and Roll Party.
Gotta check it out, gotta check it out, gotta check it out. Treat myself, treat myself, treat myself, treat myself. Star Trek and Star Wars are all I want. Check it out, gotta check it out.